Any day now, possibly as soon as Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court will decide the future of the Affordable Care Act. At issue are the tax credits in states that did not set up their own exchanges for people to buy insurance. If the court sides with the Obama administration, things will stay the same. But if the court sides with the plaintiffs, the subsidies will be lost. Supporters of the law say that will leave millions of people unable to afford health care and possibly send Obamacare into a death spiral. If that happens, Republicans in Congress will be under pressure to come up with an alternative plan. Congressman Bill Flores of Texas chairs the Republican Study Committee, a group of 170 House conservatives, which has proposed an alternative to Obamacare. He's with us from Washington. Congressman, welcome.
Thank you, Peter. I'm glad to be with you today.
You've been a strong opponent of the Affordable Care Act from the start, and I can assume your position is that you want to see the Supreme Court strike down the subsidies?
I do. Absolutely. I mean, I think it would have been better to have a congressional solution where we repealed Obamacare in full and replaced it with a patient-centered solution that's based on free market principles.
And what if the Supreme Court does strike it down? What will fill the void for people, about a million people in your state of Texas, who are only able to pay for insurance through these subsidies?
Well, what we need to do is we need to build an off-ramp to give them an opportunity to get away from Obamacare. The American people now fully know that Obamacare has failed. They lost the insurance coverage that they preferred, even though they were promised they could keep it. They lost the doctors they wanted. They've learned that access to a subsidy is not access to quality health care.
And yet millions of people who didn't have insurance before do have it now. There are some in the Democratic side who say that Obamacare, while maybe has some flaws, has been a huge success getting people care. Your Republican colleagues, Orrin Hatch and Lindsey Graham, have a plan that would restore subsidies or maybe something like it through the end of 2017. But you have said you oppose those extensions. So it sounds like you're calling for a wholesale repeal and no talk of extension.
Well, no, I haven't taken a position on the extensions. What I've said is that transition has to meet certain tests. Number one is that the cost of the transition, and let's assume in this case it's a continuation of subsidies, that has to be paid for within the existing cost of Obamacare today. The second thing I've said is we've got to get rid of the individual mandate. The third thing is get rid of the employer mandate. And the fourth one was to allow persons who wound up in this position through no fault of their own, they can move off the exchange if they'd like to.
It sounds like Congress has a huge challenge on its hand because there have been more than 50 votes in the House to get rid of at least part of Obamacare. Still, nothing has been figured out. So how do you, after the ruling of the Supreme Court, actually come together and get this done? Because I think there is a fair degree of skepticism among the American public that it can be done.
Well, and I certainly understand the American people's dilemma in terms of the skepticism because Congress has been unable to deal with the challenges that Obamacare has imposed on hardworking American families since it's begun to take effect. And so even though we've tried, sometimes we haven't had a Senate that's agreed with us on this, and we certainly don't have a president that agrees with us on this. So the first thing is that we allow states to have the ability, let's say Texas, my state, that has 800,000 people on the federal exchange, they are in that position through no fault of their own. And so what we need to do is say to the state of Texas, we're going to give you the opportunity to opt out of Obamacare, and we'll send you an amount of a block grant equal to the total subsidies of all those 800,000 people, and then you, Texas, can find a way to best cover your population, and you don't have to do it through an exchange. And I guarantee you the state of Texas would come up with a lot better solution than the bureaucrats here in Washington, D.C. If Texas elects not to go that way, what we do is we go to a fallback position to the families that were affected and say, we're going to give you an economic value equal to the subsidy, and you can buy health care coverage either in the exchange or out of the exchange.
With Republicans in charge of Congress right now, politically, do you fear that Republicans will be blamed and suffer in the next election if you can't come up with a feasible solution?
Well, there's some chance of that, yes. But what I'm trying to say is that we as Republicans, even though we have no fingerprints on the construction of Obamacare or the failures of Obamacare, since then in terms of its implementation. Heck, it still has a website that costs $2 billion that doesn't work right. Republicans have no culpability with that whatsoever. That said, we've got a responsibility, I think, to provide Americans with a choice to allow them to escape from Obamacare and to do it in a way where they are protected from the damage that's been caused by the government trying to shove this program down their throats to start with. And so to be proactive about this, the Republican Study Committee has designed something called the American Healthcare Reform Act, and it's designed to put the patient and the provider back together. It's designed to level the playing field between employer-provided health care and families that buy their health care on their own, families and individuals. It encourages a more competitive health care market to come up with a way to have Americans have healthier outcomes as well as have health care.
Congressman Bill Flores, Republican from Texas, thanks for speaking with us.
Peter, I thank you for inviting me today, and I'd ask all Americans to remember the folks that were killed down in South Carolina earlier this week.